your shine is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
The podcast. I'll be there. Oh, we're live now?
Yeah, we're
okay. Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Matt Man.
And Tom at Two Swizzles.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our Bookie Podcast, where we talk about TV shows, movies, food, and comic books, and general geek news.
Vacation.
Vacation time. What's up, Tommy?
Not much. Just sitting down and chillaxing. Nice little break from all the con activity.
Yes, we are here at the comic book convention.
MegaCon in Orlando.
We're level two, sitting up top.
We're on the third
level
floor.
Level two.
Oh, the third floor?
Mm-hmm.
Third floor. We're on level three.
Level three.
Not too loud up here.
Kinda yep, nice and quiet, peaceful.
We have some Harry Potter fans down at the end of the hallway, but that's about it.
I don't think they're Harry Potter. It's a random anime.
Oh, some random anime. I'm sorry.
Ranime.
I saw a tie, and I just assumed Harry Potter, I guess. Hey, we also have Leviticus here with us today. Hey, Leviticus.
Hey.
He's tired.
A little tired.
Yeah, he needs a beer.
Tired. Are you hungover?
No, I'm nowhere close.
Do
to
they
hungover.
Sell beer here?
No.
I just got so excited.
No.
We got beer at the car.
They don't have beer here.
Why don't they have beer?
Because, I don't know, probably
Comic Cons would be so much better if they had
probably
beer.
Probably because of the amount of underage kids.
Yeah, they might
here.
Be like, here, go buy me a 20 pack. Okay,
yeah.
50 bucks.
All
right.
And there's no real way to police that because I only saw one police officer today, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, I've not
no
seen any police officers.
No manpower for the
beer. You mean Segway power?
You don't even see a whole lot of security guards either, huh?
Not today. No. I saw a few of them yesterday, but today is...
Just that one that I told him.
I can murder you both right here on the internet live.
Amazing.
Who? Oh, the cop.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
You told him that?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
a cop rode by us on his Segway. And I said,
I
nice cosplay.
I don't know if he heard
you. He did.
I don't think he heard
but
me.
But it was still, I heard no, it. I laughed.
I don't think he heard me.
Oh, man.
I wasn't as good as when Sub-Zero was walking by.
Oh, that was hilarious.
He was walking by, yeah. All
right, so small story for you foodies and geeks at home. So, we were just going around. There's a guy dressed as Sub-Zero and someone like...
He was right behind you,
Katana.
And I was trying to let you know that he was
yeah,
moving.
He was just trying to get me to turn around, and they were trying to go around me, and I just kind of stood there, and they were, like, right behind me. So Leviticus starts apologizing, like, hey, sorry, you got,
Well, I kept on saying, he's gonna stab you, he's gonna stab you, he's gonna stab you, and then you finally realized and moved out of the way, and then I forget who it was said, he's gonna freeze you, not stab you.
Yeah, it was one of them.
It was one of them, right? So then I was just like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot. I know Street Fighter when I see it.
I know Street Fighter when I see it.
And they started laughing.
They started laughing.
Matt started cracking up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Matt never laughs. Or loudly either.
He's just quiet and timid.
Never laughs.
Very quiet and timid.
He's like mousy. He's very mousy.
So what do you think the best cosplay that we've seen today?
I don't know. There's been a lot of good ones today. In general, this whole weekend?
There's so many good ones, man.
So many good, so many bad. But the best ones...
You know what I was a little surprised about? It's some of the people that are here as, like, official cosplayers.
Yeah, the professional ones.
None of them are really that impressive other than Cecil Grimes.
Which one was Cecil Grimes?
Cecil Grimes, right.
The Walking Dead guys.
The Walking Dead guys.
The German Abraham.
Yes.
Dude, they were awesome. You
can
definitely check them out.
There was an Abraham.
We'll show you some. Do we have pictures?
I don't know.
Maybe
no, probably not.
I may have gotten some
he
video
He may have snuck
them.
Some video of them. So check out. We're going to maybe throw some of that in your eyes. I kid you not. It looked like actual Rick Grimes and Abraham.
There was some geeks out there. There was some really good Warhammer cosplay.
That one. I don't know. Did we put that one up?
No, I don't think I got a Warhammer picture.
I got a couple.
I think Levi did.
Yeah, we'll be putting up more pictures and stuff. There was
so
Warhammer.
Many. The Vision.
There was some cool Halo.
Halo, yeah.
Yeah,
Master
there was some
Chiefs
really
ODSTs.
Intricate Halo.
Vision was pretty cool.
Vision
we put
was
that
awesome.
Picture up.
Luke Cage we just saw. Classic Luke Cage. That
Classic
was pretty sweet.
Luke Cage was really cool.
This one guy dressed like a vendor. I bought a soda from him. It was awesome.
Was it roofied?
I don't know. The next 30 minutes, I was spent on the toilet, so I don't think it was a roofie in there.
So you should try to go up to a vendor and to order a soda. Be like, put it in my mouth and see what this.
No, sir. You take and go.
I really liked the Harley Quinn Suicide Squad troll.
That was funny.
I don't know. I just really dug that.
That was what that was?
Original. It was a troll,
though. Was a Harley Quinn troll. I got the troll part, but the Harley Quinn,
it was Harley Quinn, okay. That's funny. She had the Daddy's Little Monster shirt on.
Yeah, okay. That makes
good.
More sense now.
Yesterday, we saw a lot of Kevin Smith.
I don't even think they were trying to be Kevin Smith. The dudes look like Kevin Smith.
There was probably, I think I remember counting like six or seven.
Fat men who looked like Kevin Smith.
Well, they had
it was amazing.
They had the Kevin Smith.
They had the Smodcast jersey on.
Which was pretty cool.
Which only helped him look more like Kevin Smith.
A lot of Negans yesterday.
A few of those.
I did not see any Negans today.
No, I haven't really seen anybody. Any other Walking Dead today.
No.
I saw Michonne, a Negan, a bunch of Negans. I think that's all I saw yesterday.
There wasn't a lot of Walking Dead.
In general?
No.
I think that's because
Norman Reedus was going to be here and then he backed out. So the only Walking Dead people that were here were Morgan and Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I think that's probably why.
Morgan's still a big character. A lot of people.
He is. The thing that was funny is Morgan was, when I was sitting in line for Carlos, Valdez.
From The Flash.
For The Flash, Cisco Ramon. I was really surprised that there was not a big line for Morgan at all.
That's a little sad.
I was really surprised. There literally.
Like if I had my Walking Dead number one, that would have been cool for him to sign that.
Yeah, he is in that.
You have a Walking Dead number one?
I have one.
It's like a fourth or third printing, isn't it? No, it's like a third or fourth printing, I think.
Oh, okay.
It was for $1 at Books a Million.
That's cool.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a number one,
No, his main comic, isn't it? Probably the one that he sent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his first appearance or whatever. Lots of cool celebrities and stuff like that. We met Kevin Conroy today.
Kevin Conroy, he was so awesome. He actually talked to us.
Yeah, we talked to him about Killing Joke.
He's telling us to get super psyped.
He touched my back.
I put my hand around his shoulder and he didn't whisk me away, so it's awesome.
Official from Kevin Conroy. Get ready to be amazed by Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Mark Hamill's going to blow you away.
Yes.
That from Batman's lips, folks.
We got other things from Batman's lips. No, we did not.
What?
Just a hello.
Just a hello and thank you. And,
and then Mark Hamill is going to be amazing.
My childhood is tainted.
Carlos was pretty cool, too. He did a video for Larry.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So that was pretty cool. Larry enjoyed that a lot. And then we talked about on our little mini pod that we are going to post too that we met Kevin Smith yesterday.
Dude, that was
surreal. He was pretty amazing.
Leviticus was talking last night when we were back in the room, like how he didn't feel like it was real, like that didn't happen.
It was so surreal.
It was super cool.
It's like a man dream with no witness.
He was super nice.
Cordial, like he's like, you know, actually interested in our shirts, which was awesome.
Yeah,
up to Levi. I was like, gamer geek, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That was really cool that he took the time and actually wanted to see what each of ours said.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Our shirts seemed kind of popular. All the celebrities liked their shirts yesterday. So that was Adam West liked my shirt. He was super nice, too. Burt Ward was a little quiet.
Just kind of quiet. He didn't look grumpy. He kind of just had like sitting there smiling, but he didn't say anything or look at anybody.
Overall, it's been a really good con so far. What have been your, other than the obvious Kevin Smith, what have been some of your guys' like favorite parts of the con?
It's hard to beat that because that was pretty awesome.
How about we reword a little bit? Leviticus, with it being like your first convention.
Your first major con.
What have been some things that you've been
Have you found yourself overwhelmed at certain points, or were there like you got to do a lot of things and not like miss out on stuff?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't feel too overwhelmed.
Okay.
I was I don't know if I was expecting less. I don't think I was expecting less, but it just seemed like so much more than what I thought. Yeah. I didn't expect, like, I know that there's vendors, but, like, the amount of artists that come here.
Yeah, there's so many artists, whether they're public, like, professional ones from comic books.
Yeah.
Or just local. And
that honestly might have been one of my favorite parts, is all the art. Like,
yeah.
I could, again, walk through that whole art gallery.
Oh, definitely. And there's going to be something that we're going to see that we didn't even see before.
That's why we had to budget, because we would have ran out of money quick.
That was the one thing I was, more than any of the, like, of the other, like, t-shirts or props, like, the art for me was the thing that was hard for me not just to buy and buy.
Yeah.
Lot of good artists.
So good.
We met an up-and-coming YouTuber, too, in the art area, Electro Wookie.
We'll throw a shout-out to Mr. Electro Wookie out there.
Shout-out to Electro Wookie. We'll probably like his... I think he said he had a Facebook page, too.
He does.
Yeah.
I think
so we'll
card.
Like that and maybe share it for you guys. He's, like, a cool dude.
He does a lot of twitching,
like
stuff like that.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube videos.
He was pretty cool. Met another couple cool artists, too, that I told him we would...
Got a good amount of business
share
cards.
Share information with you. Yeah. So the artist gallery was definitely really cool.
Yeah.
They have a tattooing area that was neat, too, to walk
through.
That
was very interesting. I did not expect that.
No?
Yeah. That was really cool to see. Are they normally at cons?
Yeah, they've been here the last few years I've been
have
here.
Have
they?
Yeah.
They have a tattoo alley at a lot of different cons and stuff.
It's interesting.
I guess they're getting specifically licensed. People who are licensed by... Marvel and stuff like that.
What are some things that maybe you guys are disappointed by? Some things that maybe you were thought were a little lackluster or could have been a little bit better?
My beefs were mostly with, like, the functionality of the con itself, not with the people or the vendors or anything like that. It's just, it seemed like they really need to buckle down and focus on the mechanics of the convention itself.
Yeah.
Because they're falling through the wayside, very unorganized, but...
I don't know.
They're really dependent on volunteers.
Yes, that
too.
It
seemed like maybe some of the Yellow Shirts volunteers were a little confused, and a lot of them didn't know, like, what was going on or what.
Yeah, so if you, like, asked them questions, you wouldn't get an answer.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of people in lines yesterday were joking around, like, don't ask the Yellow Shirts. Don't talk to the Yellow Shirts. Because when you went up to them, they really had no clue what was going on at all.
It was the red shirts that you wanted to go to.
They're all, the red shirts
only
were all
like
dead.
Three red shirts.
They killed off all the red shirts, bro.
Something for me that was a little disappointing too is the food kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
We got
a little pricier for
those chicken strips, man.
They were chicken product strips. What they were?
Yeah, they were pretty. We had chicken tenders.
They were fish scales, fried.
Fried alligator scales.
You know, and who knows? So
chicken
we had
feet,
those.
Ground
those
up.
Were bad. We had Chinese food yesterday that wasn't really that great either. Mm-hmm. And then we had a Nathan's hot dog, which is a Nathan's.
That was
hot
probably
dog.
The best.
Yeah,
I've had
the
weekend
weed
here
was the hot dog, and it was a hot dog.
It was just a normal hot dog. So nothing super impressive, but there was a lot of different food places.
Yeah, you had options.
So I guess we necessarily can't say all the food sucked because we didn't. You know what I mean? We didn't try all the food. We only tried those couple places.
But they're like, there was nothing original. It was all chains.
Mm.
It was, yeah. They had the one little pizza area that seemed pretty cool.
They're fresh. They were making them pretty fresh. The Papa John's stuff.
Yeah.
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 So it's not like you're getting, like, frozen. So
and then they had another Chinese area, too.
Did they?
That was kind of in the middle. And
yes, okay, I saw that,
too.
And there was sushi there, which kind of...
Oh, they had sushi?
They worried me a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have done especially after the quality of the other Chinese food we ate.
So
if you thought I was going to get sick off the car food,
no. So no really good food to talk about.
Nah.
That was at the con or anything.
City Walk was fun, though.
Yes, we went to City Walk. That was super cool. We had some... On Friday night, we had some food there. At Pat O'Brien's. That was good.
It was good food, actually.
That burger I got there was amazing.
What did they have on the burger and stuff?
It was just a traditional burger. I had, I did cheddar cheese, and it had onion rings, I think, on it. And
were they, like, frozen onion rings, I think? Or you think they were, like...
No, they tasted fresh.
They're battered.
Yeah, battered.
You know what? I had onion rings, too, because I had the sampler platter. And they tasted fresh, too.
Yeah.
Right.
It was really good.
That Cajun really, mac really and good. Cheese that me and Weezer had, oh, so good.
Yeah, I had a bite of that. That was good.
The chicken and shrimp.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice to it. It's pretty good. Cheesy, melty good.
Yeah, they definitely had good food. That was fun at City Walk for sure.
We got our groove on.
So what do you think, coming back to a con, what are some things you think you guys would want to do different next time?
Well, we kind of left it open to kind of do whatever we want. I think it's better to, like, if we come for more than one day, we schedule a full day of stuff and not worry about looking at stuff. And the next day we come in, we can walk around and just look at everything.
That's a good idea. And then have focus. Okay, today we're going to do this, this, and this photo op. And this. Yeah, that's for sure. And then have a day where
I'm just an organized person. I like to know that type of stuff. So
we just kind of did, but each day we just kind of did whatever we want and wandered a whole lot and stuff for sure.
Freedom. We're on vacation.
Yeah, overall it was a pretty good weekend. Lots of fun stuff, lots of good things, lots of really cool artists that we met and stuff like that, and cosplayers and whatnot.
Yeah, it seems to me there's a lot more detailed cosplayers today than what we saw yesterday, it seems like. There was a lot of repetitive Deadpools. Deadpool was one of the most popular.
Yeah.
That and Spider-Man.
When you
right
literally
now.
Have enough Deadpools to do a train and it takes 5 minutes for the train to go by, that's a lot of Deadpools.
Yeah. Well, you know what else we saw today, too? The little Jedi fight scene thing.
That was cool. There's like cool. A choreographed fight scene in the lobby with a bunch of like guys with really custom lightsabers. It was pretty neat.
That was definitely really good.
All custom costumes. It was really cool.
That was some of my favorite costumes were the ones that were custom and kind of original. Like, we saw the Jedi Mario.
Yeah,
and those stuff are cool. Like that. And,
yeah.
You know what I didn't see is a Jedi Deadpool, but that would be pretty cool.
I thought I saw him, but you might be right. I might not have seen him. Meow.
Yeah, that would have been cool. There was a lot. There was quite a bit of steampunk. There was a decent amount of steampunk cosplays.
Steampunk booths, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few steampunk booths. That had some cool stuff.
Trying to think of necessarily what was the favorite that I've seen.
Of cosplays?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nope, we're stuck on
Are you moaning? Or what?
No,
are
you
doing?
Literally both said at the same time, so I went
What about all the prop areas they had? Like, they had so many, they had like the DeLorean.
Yeah.
They had a Batcopter, they had a Batcycle. They had a big Rancor.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
The Rancor was pretty sweet. They had R2D2s and Daleks.
Actual drive, like they moved and they made noises. Those are awesome.
Yeah,
they were driving them around
too from Doctor Who.
K-9,
which was really cool. I think it was the 501st Legion. I think that's and they
Vader's
had,
fist.
They had a Chewbacca.
Yep.
They had a big Chewbacca, which was pretty cool.
Like
too.
8 foot tall, it was pretty cool.
You know what? I was surprised. I thought for sure we were going to see a Chewbacca mom cosplay.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That would have been pretty cool.
But that only happened like a week ago, so most people probably planned their stuff around that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been cool.
That would have been funny, right?
Just walk
around. Yeah, it would have been really funny.
It's just the thing is you can't find a Chewbacca mask anymore. They're sold out everywhere, I bet.
Something I really liked is I liked seeing all the families.
Yeah.
There's a lot of families.
A lot of families and
a good kids.
It's fun. It's cool when you see the families dress up together.
All the families dressed up together and whatnot. And I don't think people realize like the effect that this stuff has on kids, and that's what Kevin was talking about last night, and he was saying like the reason why he got into what he got into is from like a certain age on for years his dad would take him out of school early on a Wednesday and they'd go see a movie.
Yeah.
And so they'd go to the theater once a week, go see a movie on a Wednesday. And he said that totally impacted him and shaped him and grew his imagination and his fondness and love for these things and made him want to direct movies. And so, like, when these parents are bringing their kids here, they're inspiring them. And I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, that's so bad to have make your kids dress up or take them to the con. But it's a positive thing because it's full of art and culture and people who are doing what they love. And it's such a positive influence, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's I really did like seeing that a whole lot. I got to talk to a family today, too, when I was waiting in line for Carlos. And I don't know where they're from, but they're on vacation.
Vacation.
And they were just down from for Universal. They came down for Universal, and they went and did the Harry Potter stuff and all that. And then they saw a big billboard advertising.
For this?
For this. And so they decided to take today and come to the con.
That's pretty cool.
None of them had ever been to a con before. But just to talk to them and, like, they were a geek family. Like, the daughter was 13, and she was, like, talking to me about Doctor Who, like, extensively, like, knowledge. And they're, like, the dad was talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
Wow.
Which is good to be, like, surprised. There's a lot of Dragon Ball Z voice actors here.
Yeah.
Doctor Who people here. So it's a great time to be here.
There was a seven-year-old kid, and he was freaking out to meet Carlos, and he is a huge fan of The Flash, and the girl was talking about being a drawing and loving art and tattoos, and it's just so cool to see families influenced by that stuff and into it, because being into the cartoons and the TV shows, you're not into just pop culture, you're into art, and you're getting inspired at people's imaginations and stuff that makes life worth living, really. So I just thought that was pretty cool.
At least for us,
for sure.
The group cosplays were really cool too. People as a group dressing up. We saw Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah,
Bob's Burgers was cool. I put a picture on the Guardians of the Galaxy kids.
Yep,
that was pretty cool too. Saw a couple X-Men groups.
Yeah.
Not
a lot of Wolverines.
There were a few. Yeah,
but not a lot.
They're sporadic. It was hard to kind of get them all.
Overall, it was a good experience. Good con. I think we got a lot more listeners and stuff. So if you're checking us out for the first time,
put us in your ears.
Put us in your ears. Make sure you listen to a lot of our past episodes too. There's a lot of good, funny episodes. May the 4th podcast is pretty funny. We have a Walking Dead podcast that we have, one of our earlier pods, which is pretty fun too, where we're talking all about The Walking Dead.
What was the one that we were cracking up the whole time? The Superman one? Batman v Superman? Which one that you and I were just like, oh, the Star Wars one, where we talk about, yeah.
Yeah, it was May the 4th, and we were talking about food and stuff like that, and different Star Wars characters' favorite foods. And, we have our 20 Questions podcast, which is really good. We have some podcasts at local comic book shops. So make sure you check out all those old ones, too, not just the ones about the con, because that's where you get a feel of what we're really about. How funny we are, Tom's crazy impersonations.
Whoop, whoop.
Where we talk about what we love and what we're passionate about. So check that stuff out. Make sure you check us out on Instagram.
We're also on
Twitter, Facebook, and also on Podbean. You can also download our podcast from iTunes, too. Please leave a review on iTunes. That would be amazing also. You can always contact us at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. If you met us at the con, welcome to the Deep Fried Geekdom. We're excited. Communicate with us, and we can help talk to you about whatever you want. So thanks for listening. Thanks for podding with me, guys, and spending time together this weekend.
Anytime, bro. Especially stuff like this.
Best weekend ever.
Aw. Awesome. Keep calm and geek on.
Stop.
Boo.